You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, you have got to give your hairdressers a break, honestly, especially you ladies. Apparently, hairdressers are getting sick themselves because they hear your depressing, long, drawn-out stories. They don't want to hear that. You know, it's not their fault. They have to do your hair for 2-3 hours at a time. Well, apparently a study out of Australia is saying hairdressers are getting so stressed out and depressed because they have to listen to our stories for hours on hour, and they don't get a break because then the next person comes in. Now, I noticed this right away. I think it was probably about 10, 15 years ago when I was getting my blonde hair touched up. Shall we say, you know, I'd be complaining about everything going on in my life, you know, like, yeah, and I caught a glimpse of my hairdresser at the time, just kind of caught a fleeting glimpse, and you saw her look sad. And I'm like, I am so sorry. I'm probably, you know, you might have been in a good mood before I started talking about my rectovaginal fistula, or I don't know what I was talking about that day. And she's like, no, you know, that's what I'm here for. No, that's not what your hairstylists are there for. Your hairstylists are there to do your hair, and you want them happy. Remember, they're holding the scissors, and a big one if that. Okay, they're not psychologists. They're not trained clinicians. But, you know, women especially don't handle silence well. You know, I have a great hairdresser, Jerry Lambert. I see him as often as my grays pop up. And, you know, with him, I'll even tell him, I'll go, look, if you want quiet time, we'll do quiet time. Because I'm tired and, you know, I don't think you want to hear about, you know, my menstrual cramps. You know, and he's really cool. Usually I catch him, you know, on a good time of day. But, you know, just ask him. I go, you know, do you want to hear my baloney or not? And if they're like, honest to God, for the next 3 hours, can you just shut the heck up? Do it. Okay? Yes, yes, they may lose you as a client, but just realize, okay, they haven't had years of psychological training. All right? They are not your psychologist. They are not your psychiatrist. True. True. It helps to talk. You know? I mean, why do you think I'm happy all the time? Because I get to, for 16 hours a week, sit in a room by myself and just talk and talk. And talk. And I get to pretend that you right there in your car is actually listening and feeling empathetic. You know, I have this whole fantasy that I actually have listeners when I'm on the radio. And that you all are sitting there going, oh, Dahlia, oh, you poor thing, oh, Dahlia, right? You know? So I feel good. That's what keeps me happy. But a lot of you, you don't have the benefit of being on air. So, you know, you talk to your hairdresser. And again, the silent thing. Silence is okay. Many of you, if the room gets silent, right, you can't handle the quote-unquote awkward silence. Maybe it's not awkward silence. You don't have to fix awkward silence. Now, why am I fighting so hard on this subject? Because I, as a doctor, have to do one exam that actually has probably caused me more pain than anything I've ever had to endure in my medical career. And you want to know what it is? All right. When I have to listen to your carotids, the carotid arteries, the blood going up to your brain, and you put the stethoscope right there, and they hug your vocal box, okay? Don't talk. Don't think it's awkward silence. Don't think you have to throw out a funny euphemism. No. Shut up. For the love of God, shut up. Because if you talk, when our stethoscopes are right by your voice box, you could blow out our eardrums. Now, I developed a trick. I tell my patients, hold your breath, okay? Because if they have to hold their breath, and my patients, they're so good. They're like, okay, I'm going to hold my breath, really good for the doctor. I'm going to do a big, deep breath. that's another thing. Oh my gosh, I love so my patients. Okay, so I tell them to hold their breath. You think they're just going to, okay, like that, hold your breath. No, instead they go, okay, hold my breath, doctor. Yes. For how long, doctor, do you want me to hold your breath? Meanwhile, you know, I'm taking the stethoscope away from their neck each time they talk. Okay, you want me to hold my breath like a deep hold breath or a superficial hold breath? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just hold the gosh darn breath for the love of the Lord. And then they go, I love it. They go, okay, the time they finish the inspiration, which is still audible, I still can't get through the carotid exam. So I skipped the sucker. I go, you know what? We'll order an ultrasound. Go to Steinberg or something. No, but honestly, you know, when you take a deep breath, none of this. No. Just hold your breath for the doctor, please. Just hold your breath for your hairdresser. Honestly, for the Lord in heaven, you know, please just give them a break. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Actually, I should be seeing my hairdresser today. I'm speaking at the Lincoln Day dinner. I get to be one of the speakers. Heidi Harris, my idol, as I'm seen. So I am so honored that I get to be, you know, in the speaker list. I'm just so excited. You know, but I don't have time to go get my hair done. I plucked my eyebrows. Yes, I will have two eyebrows for this evening's festivities. I'm very excited about that. But anyway, no hairdresser today. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of interesting stuff. We're probably going to have to review heart attacks in women and how they're not typical. Big news this month as we're wrapping up American Heart Month, American Cardiac Month. We call it so many different things, but February is Heart Month because of Valentine's. Even though Valentine's is way past February, a few more days left. Just need to review how women and their heart attack symptoms may not be the typical, oh, my chest hurts, you know, woe is me. They could be very mild. We need to review that. Also, it looks like worldwide, most people don't know how to use a condom properly. So I guess we're going to have to review putting on a condom. Yes, I do have some models we could use here. Absolutely. I do have. Okay, I hope y'all can see through your radio. Plus some cool medical news. I guess a little boy had his leg above the knee amputated, and in order for him to not be wheelchair bound, what they've done is they've actually attached an ankle. Flipped the foot around, flipped it around using the ankle joint as a knee, then they add the prosthesis. And he could actually walk later. Really cool stuff. All right, but I want to hear from you. You guys are the most cool. So call in live, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877, toll free, D-O-C-D-A-L-I, dude.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dancing. So, I mean, you need to dance later. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, so did you guys hear about this obituary that was written for a 94-year-old woman? And the son, apparently, who wrote the obituary was having a fight with his brother and sister. So as he was saying, you know, writing the obituary, Josie Anello passed February 11th, peacefully at home, loving faithful wife of 68 years, etc. Then he goes on to write, she is survived by her son, AJ, who loved and cared for her, daughter, Nympha, who betrayed her trust, and son, Peter, who broke her heart. Well, you know, realize you really only get one shot at an obituary. So if the family member who is going to write it despises you, that's an opportunity for them to really rip on you publicly. Now, apparently, from what I understand, after the father died, the mother's husband died, there was some fighting over the estate. So I guess they became enemies in that. This AJ is the one that ended up taking care of the mother. And so, of course, he had ill feelings towards brother and sister. Now, and he said this is how she felt before she died. And honestly, I see that in a lot of families. You know, you'd think death would bring everybody together. And instead, you actually see more of a rift. You know, I remember when my father died, certain family members didn't go to the funeral. Oh, they were too busy or they couldn't cope with the grief. I'm like, really? You couldn't cope with the grief, really? So then when you die, we don't have to go to your funeral? Is that what you're saying? If we don't feel like we could cope and get on a plane? So, yeah, you know, things start to happen. Like I said, in many families. And then, of course, assets. With us and my family, nobody has ever had a will. and nobody has ever had assets. We all die poor in our family. Don't ask why. I just think it's because we probably picked the wrong profession. And you know, again, I am just following the same fate. I know with medicine and Obamacare, I'll probably be on food stamps in the next 2-3 years. But anyway, God forbid. But still, it's tough. We have, you know, our family has always been, you know, financially struggling, but we've been happy. We've been a happy family. So we've never had to fight over wills in our family, but many do. And I get patients coming in saying, actually, even before the loved one dies, siblings can't get other siblings to help with the sick mother or the sick father. You know, can you come and help? Can you help us financially to support the, oh, no, I can't. And, you know, it's very frustrating to see families do this. I mean, in the olden days, didn't we all live in the same village and we all took care of them, aunts, uncles, everybody shared responsibility? I mean, that's how it looked like it was on Fiddler on the Roof. I mean, right? But, you know, nowadays, everybody's across the country. Whoever lives the closest to the in-laws is the one that has to take care of them. You know, and it's a hot potato type of thing. You get mom. No, you get mom. No, you get mom. And it's a real shame because I think our seniors are dying feeling like they're burdens on the family. And you can't do that. You know, realize you're going to be old too. You're going to be incontinent. You may need adult diapers. Right? And, you know, if you didn't show love to your family members, how do you expect your family members to show love to you? So, you know, just kind of keep that in mind. Now, apparently, already iPhone, or I believe the Droid, is already on top of this whole, you know, death and how people will feel about you, because they've come up now with an If I Die app. Did you guys hear about this? All right. This is an application you can download that will update Facebook, right, even after you, God forbid, pass. Yeah. So if you want people to still think about you or your old boyfriend, right? All right. Or you don't want your husband to date too soon. So you want to give him reminders of you when you are beyond, right? Up and beyond. I'm hoping I'm up and not down. Hopefully I'm up in heaven. Right. This Facebook app that you can actually download on your iPhone and tweet. Little bits of your, you know, little bits of things that you will say, and it'll only release it after you die. Now, researcher behind this, or the inventor behind this, I guess was very close to a family who had a near fatal crash. And friends had told him, you know, look, you know, we gotta come up with something where if God forbid we die, our family knows where to go to get the videotape or to get the words of wisdom. You know, I was always thinking that, I go, you know, should I kind of make a tape, you know, for my kids? God forbid anything happens to me, you know, guide them through puberty and stuff. You know, and my husband's like, really? I doubt they're going to want to hear that from you. And I go, well, what else? What other advice can I give them? So this is a way, I'm not saying I like this. I'm not saying I like it, but this is a way where after you pass, you could be sending words of wisdom to everybody. You know, now I have, you know, my Facebook account is maxed. I guess after 5,000 friends, you're maxed. I think I only know 100 of the people, to be honest. So I don't really think the 4,990 people, or 4,000, how do you like my math? The 4,900 other people really care or even know who I am. They're just pushing their tennis shoes and their lingerie. Don't you hate that? You get the tennis shoe, the what am I supposed to do? I can't wear that lingerie. I've had two babies. You know, yeah, you should have hit me up with those ads when I was in my 20s. Now that I'm in my 40s, no. No, without a good wax job, I cannot wear that lingerie. So don't be sending me those ads. So anyway, how this works is you have to have, I guess, 3 friends that you assign called trustees verify your death. At that point, once they verify it through Facebook, all your updates will be released. You could release them all at once. Like, hey guys, I'm up here hanging out with Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. We're all fine. No worries. Don't worry about me. Enjoy your life. You could, you know, do something like that. You know, or you could say, somebody emailed me that say, you know, I'm still alive in the coffin. Somebody get me out of here. All right. That's creepy. You don't want to creep your friends out. That's kind of creepy. But, you know, the reason why I bring this up is because a study came out this week saying that husbands or, you know, or widows or widowers whose spouse has died, they actually do better when they're able to meet a partner, you know, 5 years later and go on with their lives. And that's kind of a tough thing for us to conceptualize. You know, I always thought when I met my husband, I would be the only woman for him, you know, and we've talked, you know, I told him, if, you know, something, God forbid, ever happened to me and, you know, I have to go, you know, to heaven or hell, you know, whatever God has in store for me, you know, he can remarry, you know, I mean, he'll need a mom for the kids, right? Every now and then they get hungry and, you know, they need breast milk. All right. But it's actually very true. You start to see dementia, cognitive deficits, memory loss, and, of course, depression with people that still 5 years out don't go back on the scene. Now, I don't know if I could, as a doctor, recommend you go and hook up and remarry. Like, I guess Pierce Brosnan, they cited, you know, his wife had died to cancer back in, I believe it was 1990. And then, you know, he met somebody a few years later, marries her 7-8 years after that. And so, you know, I mean, but he was happy because he got to play 007. So I, you know, that's probably not the best example. You know, somebody rich in Hollywood that gets to be in the movies, you know, isn't probably the best example. But we've had family members where after their spouse died, you know, of course, you know, they went through the mourning for years. And then finally, some of the younger family members said, you know, look, why don't you hang out with some friends and, you know, maybe just kind of, you know, go to the dance or go play bingo. And they do, and they get their life renews a little bit. And it's very difficult for us to talk about, even as a doctor, because I have children come in, you know, saying my dad wants to date, and I think it's too soon. You know, and you ask, how long has it been? Like, well, you know, mom died of ovarian cancer 7 years ago. You know, and so how do you tell, you know, a daughter or son, you know, that it's not too soon? Right. And, you know, as a doctor, I go, you know, look, okay, you know, you know, you don't have to look at it as, you know, they're hopping into bed with somebody else. You got to look at it as, you know, they still have another 40, 50 years on their life and they don't want to be alone. And, you know, why don't you just kind of observe, you know, your mom or dad and, you know, see how they're doing cognitively, see how they do depression wise. And if you think they're a little bit more mentally healthy, yeah, but they don't know anything about STDs, Dr. Dahlia. They know nothing about condoms. Right. You were talking on your show how most people don't know how to use condoms in this world. Well, yeah, but let's kind of get that eerie thought of your father putting on a condom right now. Let's just kind of talk about their mental health, please. And, you know, and so sometimes what I do is I engage the children, you know, into our psychological management of their parent. And many will come back saying, you want to know what? I heard my mom giggle for the first time. Or I actually heard my dad, you know, chuckle or see him smile. And I haven't seen that in 7 years. And, you know, sometimes it's healthy. Sometimes it's not. You know, there are scams out there where people take advantage of widows and widowers. So I think the children do have a right to be involved and kind of keep a wary eye out. But sometimes it's really not a bad thing. And like I said, in medical news today, they actually said it's very, very healthy on people's mentation. All right, when we come back, let's take a lesson on putting on condoms. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orichacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This next segment is probably PG-13 on up. The only reason why I'm allowing PG-13 is because, from what I understand, kids already in middle school are learning about condoms and condom use, so nothing I say really should be a shock to them. let's hope they don't use it for another 15 years. All right, and, you know, they kind of keep their pants on. All right, and women, girls, if you're in middle school, no, you don't have to do it. Keep your knees bolted together for a while. All right, so this is a huge issue. I know people are giggling. Oh, Dr. Dolly's going to talk about condoms. Oh, she'll probably get fired, you know, on air because she's going to say some, you know, funny stuff. No, this is kind of serious. This is a real serious issue, people. This isn't to be funny. All right, improper condom use is huge. All right, we have still huge AIDS epidemic. In news this week, they even said hepatitis C. More adults, especially in America, are dying of hepatitis C than HIV. Well, not only do you get hepatitis C and older transfusions and older tattoos and using IV drugs, but for those of you that don't do any of that, you get hepatitis C through sex. All right? Improper condom use is huge, especially since we just talked about, boy, I transitioned this nicely without planning it. We're just talking about many, you know, widows and widowers or seniors, you know, going out and, you know, having sex. In fact, one of the biggest groups now, the biggest populations having the highest increase in STDs is your senior population. You know, so, you know, I have to teach my medical students, when a 75-year-old woman comes in saying she's having a little burning when she urinates, you know, you most medical students would say, okay, well, we have to check her for a UTI. Yet if a 20-some-year-old person, the medical student would say we got to also check her for STD. Well, you got to check your 75-year-old for STD too. Okay, so what's been going on? Well, with improper condom use, we're spreading AIDS. We're spreading hepatitis C. We're having unwanted pregnancies. And this is worldwide, not just in America. And I guess the most common errors they found when the research team, which is published in the Journal of Sexual Health, says people are not using the condoms properly. They're not leaving space or squeezing air from the tip of the condom. They're putting the condoms on upside down. They're putting the condoms on the wrong appendage. They're not using water-based lubricants, incorrect withdrawal, breakage, slippage, leakage, difficulties with fit. So I think we really need to spend some time reviewing it. I mean, what other show on this air is going to, you know, talk to you about how to put on a condom? Really? Michael Savage? I mean, great show, but no, I don't think he's going to go into too much detail. So I'm, you know, the doctor on air now. I got to do it. So here we go. Okay, first of all, many of you have condoms from 1982. All right, you got to be careful. These things expire. Now, if you are going to store the condoms because you're having a dry spell, they need to be stored in a cool, dry place. Some of you that live in southern Nevada and it gets up to 115, no, you got to kind of keep it. Now, you don't have to refrigerate them by any means. And for the love of the Lord, don't stick them in the freezer because they will break. But just, you know, keep in mind they have to be stored. If you don't think they're stored properly, they may not be used, you know, they may not be effective. Okay, and again, please make sure they aren't outdated. I decided to use WikiHow to give you these details because they didn't put any pictures on the screen that would make me giggle. Okay, now, realize that many condoms are not lubricated. There used to be spermicidal jellies on some of these, and non-oxynol 9 causes bladder infections with some women. So many of these condoms do not come with lubricant. Boy, Dr. Dahlia, this is kind of academic and boring. Well, listen, okay, you know, this isn't a porn show. This is a medical show. Yes, this is going to be a little academic. Okay, so if you do need lubrication for the condom, they say get water-based. Remember, condoms are usually made of latex, and they will rupture if you use an oil-based lubricant. Very easy to read on the bottle. Very easy to read when you look at the lubricant if it says water-based or oil-based. Most are water-based. But now keep in mind, many people are allergic to latex. If you have a latex allergy, or if your lady or partner has a latex allergy, they're not going to be very happy with you. If that's the case, you need to get the polyurethane condoms, the alternative, okay? All right. I know many people say, really, Dr. Dahlia, honestly, you know, where's the spontaneity? You know, I mean, I'm not going to stop to run downstairs and pull out of the cupboard, you know, a condom and then run back upstairs. And you know what? Honestly, nothing breaks the mood more than a raging case of clap. Right? Okay. So I know people are living for the day, but if you want to be able to have sex next week or the week after, right, without the gonorrhea drip, I would say just maybe break the mood for a couple seconds to put on the condom. Okay. Now, of course, many of you really psychologically have a problem with the condom, so you start getting into the mood, you kind of, you know, things are going, and I mean, keep in mind, right, I'm trying to remember back from 20 years ago, okay, so if some of my advice is outdated, forgive me. All right, I know some of you young ones out there are like, oh, we don't do that anymore. We do the cinnamon swirl and the lollipop move, Dr. Dahlia. Oh, really? There's now a lollipop move? What's the lollipop? You know, I don't even want to know what the lollipop move is. Okay, anyway, so, you know, so you're in the mood, then you have to stop, get the condom, you feel the air conditioning fan blow your way, and you're not erect. Do not put the condom on if you're not erect, because it won't stick. It won't stay. No super glue. No super glue. Just make sure. Come on. Don't make me laugh, people. Come on. Don't make me laugh. It's very, very academic. Very academic. And when you do unwrap the condom, do not use your teeth. Okay? I know in the movies, you see them try. No. Do not use your teeth. Okay? Do not use your teeth. Do not use the scissors because you could cut through the condom. Okay? Now, okay, you need to put it on. Okay, this is where it's going to get tough. Okay, cover your kids' ears. Okay, many of you are uncircumcised. And unfortunately, if you're in a hurry, you don't retract the skin when you put the condom on. You need to do that. Okay, because you need to make sure you have a good seal on there. So you got to retract the skin, put the condom on. You got to make sure there is no air. Pinch the reservoir tip. Use your hand to unroll the condom down the shaft. Unroll it all the way. Don't try to do the halfway thing. Okay, remember, air trapped in the condom can build up pressure. It could break. It could pop. It doesn't make a good sound. Okay, again, don't forget that you may have to reapply lubrication. Always have plenty, all right? You know, and, you know, listen to your partners. They say, ow, there could be a reason for it, okay? Now, once, let's say you climax, okay? All right? Pillow talk is good, but wait with the pillow talk. Remember, all right, you're using a condom here. So you have some mechanical things you need to do before you do the pillow talk. Or for those of you that, you know, say, bye, see ya, gotta grab a sandwich and run, just wait for a second. Because what you're going to have to do is... See, all the memories are coming back from years ago. Not what my boyfriend's did. I'm joking. Okay, anyway, before you withdraw, let's say you climax, ejaculated, before you withdraw, you need to grasp the bottom of the condom with your hand and hold it so there's no slippage and there's no leakage. While you are holding the condom still on you firmly, you withdraw. Then, of course, move away from your partner. All right, so nothing spills and swims. Then you gently pull it off. Again, you don't want to hurt any appendages, but you pull downwards while still holding the base of the condom, making sure, again, like I said, face away from your partner. And because still things, it doesn't always have to be inside the vagina that spreads STDs. You could spread things just on the thigh, on in the groin area. So you want to make sure no fluids, etc. Again, put your breakfast down, people, okay? I never told you this is a breakfast show. Put your food down. And then, of course, take it off slowly. No, don't wash it off and reuse it. No, you throw it out. Okay, throw it out. Right, that's what you do. Beautiful. Okay, and then, yes, you know, please tell her she was pretty and the whole pillow talk thing, okay? Be nice, okay? But, you know, a big mistake I notice a lot of people make is they get the wrong size. A lot of men are, I guess, more distracted or interested in the condom packaging than the condom itself. So they'll have the box of condoms that say extra large on the bed. Okay? And, you know, I guess they're expecting their partner to go, ooh, wow, you're extra large. If that's not your size, get the right size. Then just get the right, you know, don't try to fit into something that doesn't fit. And if you do need an extra large, make sure you get it. Okay, because, you know, you don't want to wear something too small. Now, I know, I guess there's glow-in-the-dark. I think there's strobe light condoms. I don't know. There's all this fancy stuff now. Again, make sure it's still, approved for use. Some of these fun condoms out there may not stick, shall we say. All right. Whew. Let's change subjects. More medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, we got Donovan working the dials, and he's great because he knows just the right music to play. This was a really cool story where a little three-year-old boy who had a very aggressive cancer called metastatic alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma, which actually affected his bone above his knee, had to have an above-the-knee amputation. Now, usually a child like this would probably be wheelchair bound for life because it's very difficult to attach or have a prosthesis without having your knee joint. Well, what doctors did, something called rotationoplasty, where they actually took a foot and ankle, rotated it backwards, attached it, and now he has a joint, a movable joint. Of course, not the same range of motion as a knee, but he has a joint. Now they could actually put the prosthetic on him, and he will hopefully be able to use crutches and the prosthesis and work towards that. Absolutely amazing. This is a very rare form of cancer. The boy is an absolute doll. And I put the story on my Facebook fan page. You could tell it's an ankle, now that I told you. But anybody else know would probably go, oh, it just looks like a skinny knee. And the boy looks all happy, and he's sitting up in a chair. Just absolutely amazing what they could do. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. Now, you know, my show is Monday through Saturday. I do 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. If ever you miss any of my shows, and I really urge you to kind of just scroll through my archives on GCN.com, because there were a lot of good topics that we talked about. Like I said, we spent a significant amount of time of heart disease on women. You know, the typical chest pain many times doesn't happen with a woman who's having a heart attack, and they found that many women, usually, especially when they're younger, will die of a heart attack more than men would or older women. You know, and not because it's a more aggressive heart attack. It's just because by the time doctors realize it was a heart attack, it's too late. Now, I've told many of you the story when I had a lady come into the ER when I was doing ER in Lake Havasu, where she had a bladder infection. Now, I was very busy that day with a stroke, a gunshot wound, and a heart attack. So here, my nurse tells me, you got a UTI in room two. I'm like, all right, well, just get a urine. All right, let's get her out of here because I'm a little slammed. All right. We got to triage through these people because I got some pretty heavy patients I'm taking care of. And the other doctor was slammed on his end of the ER. There's only two of us covering. So, you know, the lady's a really nice lady. She thanks me for the antibiotics, you know, for her bladder infection. And as she's walking out, you know, she's dressed, purse in hand, discharge paper. She's like, Doc, I really hate to bother you. I know you're busy, but I'm kind of nauseous right now. Can you give me a shot of some anti-nausea medicine? Just something quick. I know you're busy. I'm nauseous. And I'm like, absolutely. You know, no big deal. So I tell the nurse to go get some Compazine. And she goes, can it kind of be a good one? I'm really nauseous. So I go, all right, make it 10 milligrams Compazine. Now, for a woman that size, I probably would have never done that. I would have probably done 5 milligrams. But me being very busy and distracted and her asking, you know, for, you know, a shot, you just automatically up the dose. Well, thank God I upped the dose and I gave her too much. Because when I gave her the 10 milligrams Compazine for her nausea, she actually starts to go into a tardive dyskinesia reaction, starts to get short of breath. And I'm like, something's not right here. Right? Okay. So I move her to not room two, but I move her to a different room. And, you know, I decide to check her heart. EKG is looking a little funny. And I'm like, wait a second here. So we do cardiac enzymes on her. The cardiac enzymes are through the roof, meaning 8 hours ago, she had a cardiac event. She had a heart attack in her sleep the night before. The next day, she either coincidentally had a bladder infection or the nausea and, you know, burning with the urination could have been just some weird symptom. And if I hadn't, she hadn't told me she was nauseated from her quote unquote bladder infection and asked me for the Compazine and I gave her the higher dose, I would have never put her into her aftershock of her heart attack. So yes, I actually put her into another heart attack. And, we got her into Phoenix. Trying to think which Phoenix hospital. It might have been Scottsdale Memorial. Anyway, we flew her to Phoenix, got her in. She was cast, and she was fine and lived through that. But you see, atypical presentations. You know, I had a patient come into the ER. I've told you about this one where she had a toothache. And I'm looking in her mouth, and I'm banging on that tooth. And I'm, you know, I mean, unfortunately, we don't get a lot of dentistry in medical school. But in the ER, you really learn fast. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get why your tooth hurts. And while I'm, you know, kind of trying to figure this out, going, something's not right, she's like, well, come to think of it, now the jaw hurts. And you know what? I don't know. I just don't feel right. I get an EKG. She was having a heart attack. Weird. Weird. All right. Now, I'm not saying this to scare you, but unfortunately, you may actually be scared when you hear what's happened in the news this week. Apparently in England, they are urging people to use their cell phone and download an app where you actually input your symptoms, or if you're a diabetic, you just type in your sugars for that week or your blood pressure readings for that week if you're a blood pressure patient, and it goes to a computer. The computer analyzes the results, and in a few minutes, we'll send you a computerized reply advising the patient what to take and what to do. England is so strapped money-wise that they're asking patients to go to a computer instead of a real doctor or medical provider. This is absolutely frightening. Apparently, the Department of Health is hoping that it will save NHS millions of money, millions of dollars and pounds, through unnecessary visits to the surgery or hospital. Okay, how is a diabetic having a sugar reading or somebody with high blood pressure, how is any visit unnecessary? You tell me that. Well, you know, Dr. Dahlia, these computers are sometimes smarter than man. I mean, look at all the mistakes doctors make. Well, okay, yes, you know, doctors do make mistakes. Nurse practitioners can make mistakes. PAs, nurses, I mean, anybody in any profession can. But the one thing a computer cannot duplicate is instinct. It cannot envelop the art of medicine when they're seeing a patient. It cannot touch a patient and realize that that simple rash it inputted into its iPhone, right, isn't really a rash but a vasculitis. A computer can't do that. So let's go back to that case where I had that patient with a toothache. Somebody types into the computer, and again, I need to go and visit England because I would just love to live there for 6 months and actually see what it's really like to be patient, okay, and how many visits I could get in 6 months, et cetera. But, you know, that woman having a toothache, inputting something to a computer, and with their algorithm shooting back, okay, well, you need an evaluation for a dentist. We'll get you an appointment in 2 weeks. The woman would be dead, okay? Having worked in the ER, having been a medical student, having been a medical doctor, as many of our professionals here in America and Europe and all over have done, we have been taught that most people aren't textbook cases, that everybody is different, everybody is an individual. That's why there's so much media attention now on women and heart attacks, because the average woman doesn't go, oh, I have chest pain that's radiating down my left arm. They may sweat a little bit and think they're having a hot flash. They may be nauseated. They may have some difficulty breathing. They may be a little lightheaded or dizzy. They may just say, I don't know, womanly intuition, doc, I don't feel right. You get the EKG and you check them. You don't download an app and allow your country to tell you to just input the information into a phone and hope to God that the computer knows what the heck it's doing. This is some scary stuff. And I know many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, why do we care about what's going on in England? Because I think our healthcare system is going that way. All right. What's the difference between what's going on in England and what's going on here? Right. We're strapped for healthcare dollars. Right. We're dealing with an Obamacare. Okay. If Obamacare, right, is not what Washington wants it to be, which we are all figuring out day by day that it's not. Okay, we are not going to be handling the money problems that we need to handle in our current healthcare crisis. And some tech-savvy guy will say, let's use this app. And before you go to the doctor, check in with the computer first. A computer is not a triage nurse. The reason why I was so successful as an emergency room physician is because I had a damn good triage nurse. You're only as good as your nurses. You're only as good as your staff. And that nurse could tell me, doctor, I don't know. And thank God she had good instinct. All right, guys. Great show. If you're going to be at Lincoln Day dinner tonight, I will see you there. If not, I will talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe. Have a great, great rest of the day.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.